When I was 7 years old, my native state of South Carolina celebrated its tricentennial. Yeah, 300 years. And so there were these big displays around the state. My Cub Scout troop went to see one time. And the displays were meant to be temporary. And so what they did was they wanted them to be very strong and last for the year and then easy to disassemble. And so what they made them out of was triangles. They made a geodesic dome. Do you know what a geodesic dome is? Geodesic dome is interlocking triangles. And it's been found to be one of the strongest configurations of a circle. And now down in South Carolina, specifically where I moved from in Myrtle Beach, there are people who are trying to build, because it's not, when you live there, it's not a question of if you're going to have a hurricane, it's when. And I'm not being flippant, it's true. I was there for 9 years and we had to bug out 3 times for hurricanes. So now they are actually starting from scratch, building these round homes made of interlocking triangles so that people with rolling down steel doors so that people can stay there because they're that sturdy. How many sizes does a triangle have?
3.
Okay, just checking. Did you know that a stool, unlike this one, which has 4 legs, but one that has 3 legs is sturdier than one that has 4 legs? And it's also a lot sturdier than one that has 2 legs. Body, mind, spirit. How are your stool legs? I actually used that little remark about stools with 3 legs being sturdier than stools with 4 in a 2 You Love God I wrote. My editor, who's working on compiling them into a book, emailed me and said, what if the legs are of different length? So here I am supposedly channeling God in this writing, and I've got to explain that they're of equal. So I actually put of equal length. You ever known people whose mind leg was a little longer than the other two? They're all in their head. All in their head. It's all they can do is think. You ask them, what are you inspired to do? What do you feel? Well, I think. Ever known people very much caught up in their body? Their body, their body, their body, their body, their body. It's everything for them. It's okay if that's a hobby for them or whatever, but don't forget the other two. You don't often see people who overdo the spirituality part, I'll give you. But there are some. There are some. That's why there's a wonderful book called Even Mystics Have to Pay the Bills. Because people get so much caught into God will provide, and it's like, well, God did provide. Hands, talents, feet, go to work. How's your stool? How's your stool? Just ask the question. Just consider the question. There's no wrong answer. There's no right answer. Just how's your stool? You know, I have to say, I'm glad we're videotaping this because this stool I'm on right now is a little rickety. Can you imagine the hits on YouTube? How's your stool? You know, this reminds me of another Trinity. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Mind which creates, Father, that which is created, the Son, the body, embodied, Father, mind, first, Son, and Spirit. Do you notice that one doesn't even change? We don't even have to extrapolate that. God is Spirit, we're Spirit. We're Spirit. You know, it's interesting, if you go back and look at Christian history, because Christianity was actually supposed to be the fulfillment of Judaism. Jesus wasn't a Christian. Jesus was a Jew who taught that he was the fulfillment of the Jewish law. And Jesus taught love and compassion and understanding. And that was so unusual for people that so many people began to follow him and to emulate him. And some deified him and some said that he was a person. And you know what? To some people it really matters, and to other people it doesn't matter. But in 325, there was the Council of Nicaea. Constantine wanted to appropriate Christianity as the official religion in Rome, because Rome, there was so much Christianity there already to take over, basically to appropriate the power of God, if you think about it. So Constantine was attempting to do this and realized there was no writing about Christianity. So at Constantine's urging, the New Testament was written. And then they had the Council of Nicaea in 325, and they sat down and they had a big burning question. They had to decide. And it came down to two Latin words, homoousion and heterousion. Homoousion, same substance. Okay? Homoousion, same substance. Heterousion, different substance. Was Jesus the same substance as God, or was Jesus different than God? And they actually voted and decided, a preponderance of people believed that Jesus was God. Nowhere in the Bible is the Trinity mentioned. Jesus says in Matthew, you should baptize people in the name of the, so say it, come on, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But there is no, that is God in three persons. That all came from the Nicene Council. But going forward then, God was seen as three persons. And it was, of course, based on the fact that a lot of people saw that idea that Jesus was on par with God. I'm building up here to ask you how you're doing with the physical God expression you've got. How are you doing with the God that's your body? Because if Jesus, as an expression with God, is also one with God, and if you are an expression of God, then therefore you must be one with God. You can't have God be omnipresent and God not be part of you. You get that? So how are you doing with your God mind? What are you putting into your God mind? How are you focusing your God mind? How are you addressing your God mind? What are you using your God mind for? Are you using your God mind or your human mind, your ego mind, your critical mind, your judgmental mind? I never use my human mind. Yay, you laughed. Thank you. Good. Number one, you were paying attention, and number two, you know me. And you know you. We all do. Yesterday, okay? Yesterday, I'm running late. I know, big surprise, friends. I'm running late for yoga. I'm running late for an hour of bliss, peace, focus, de-stressing, and everything. And I'm wanting to drive over the woman's car in front of me. She had just pulled out of some fast food joint ahead of me, which was cool, but she was going to savor that biscuit. And when I finally went around her, she was savoring that biscuit. And all I'm thinking is, I want to go to yoga so I can get... It's okay to go to your human mind. Just do your best not to buy land there. And if you own some land there, do your best to get rid of it piece by piece by piece. That's really the best way to do it. You're a threefold being. Mind, body, and spirit. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The U.S. Department of Health recommends that adults over the age of 18 engage in at least moderate exercise for 2.5 hours a week. 2.5 hours a week of moderate exercise is the accepted minimal according to the U.S. Department of Health. 96.5% of adults don't meet that minimum standard. Let me say that again. 96.5% of people don't take care of their bodies. I am so proud of my older brother and how he's turned his life around in the last year, including getting into exercise. But the last time he got sick and the last time I flew to Atlanta to see him and I said, you know what the best thing you can do for me is? He said, oh, thank you for coming to take care of me. I'll do anything for you. And I said, then take care of yourself. You say we've got a healthcare crisis in this country, healthcare problems, everything like that. We've got a health problem. And if we take care of this, the other takes. We don't need Obamacare. We need us just taking care of ourselves. And I can say this. I am not, if she was here, I'd say this too. Marty's always been skinny as a rail and has always been a nut about exercise. Before she got into yoga, she ran 10 miles a day. Okay? Me, could not do one push-up when I was 14 years old. Okay, 300 pounds, 287 pounds. I round up because it sounds bigger. 287 pounds. I lost 100 pounds, and I'm now in the best shape of my life. So I can say this. It's important. We get detached from our bodies. We think work, 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 even family, 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 and then all of a sudden we go, man, I would spend anything of the money I've acquired to feel better. In her book on yoga, Raquel Welch said, I exercise, actually is how she put it, so I don't have to think about my body. I exercise, so I don't have to think about my body. And then there's spirit. Can I let y'all in on a little something, even though this is being videotaped? In one way or the other, I've been in this whole preacher-teacher game for 20 years. In my opinion, there ain't no way to increase your spirit, nor is there any need. It's one with God. What we got to work on is the other two. We got two other legs that are made of wood, and they telescope in and out, and we can decide how we telescope them. But then you got one that's made out of gold. Doesn't change. That's your spirit. And the more you get the others in line, the easier it is to connect with the other, to connect with the truth of who you are. Anybody want to take a wild leap in their mind as to why I'm talking about this week? For those of you who don't know, next week we're having what we are calling a sangha. That is Sanskrit for spiritual community. We will not have a Saturday night service, but we will instead have an entire morning. From 10 to 11 will be a social hour. Come in early if you'd like, hang out. We're saying this because it's going to be then an integration between very gentle, very basic yoga. Me speaking, some yoga, meditation, talk, prayer, chanting. That's next week. Because as Marty and I have talked about this, everything we talk about is, does it feed the body, the mind, and the spirit? The body, the mind, and the spirit. So, If you're into yoga, wear yoga clothes, totally cool. If you're not into yoga, you want to dress just like you are, fine. We're going to have chair yoga. If you want it, you could literally sit just like you are now. And Jeanine is going to instruct you on how to do this. But we thought it would be, this was something I was guided in meditation to try. And that was not one of those one-time thing. Hey, wouldn't this be cool? It sort of started that way. Hey, wouldn't this be cool? And that gets me in trouble. But then it kept coming back. It kept coming back. You know, God has a snooze alarm, but you can't shut God off until you actually do what God tells you to do. So, I hope you'll join us next week as we celebrate the threefold blessed divine trinity that you are, your mind, your body, and your spirit. God bless you. Take somebody's hand and let's close in prayer. Dear God, we know that you know the answer to our questions. And if our questions are, how can I bring myself more into sturdy alignment? We know that the answers will come. Because truly, that's what we want to be. We want to be in balance in our lives. And thank you, God, for the opportunity to grow and expand and to ask questions. And so it is. Thank you for listening. I hope you find this to be a blessing in your life. If you do, be sure and podcast these broadcasts. That is, set your device, your phone, your iPad, your computer to automatically receive these. You can do it through iTunes or you can do it through podbean.com. Go to willbowen.podbean.com and subscribe. Have a great week. I look forward to talking to you real soon. You can connect with me at will@willbowen.com. Have a great day. Bye-bye.